Greetings, loyalists and heretics. Welcome to Iron and Ceramite, where we once again enter the warp without an astropath.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Iron and Ceramite podcast. My name is John, and today I'm joined by Glenn and Shane. Hello, guys.
Hello.
I hate doing the intro for this. It was so weird every time. How you guys doing? You all right?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. Yeah.
A lot of... do you know what, actually? Yes, I'm good. Bit tired out. There's a lot of new edition 40k 10th edition stuff, that content that's been doing the rounds, and catching up with all of it has taken a bit out of me.
Yeah. Have you managed to read through much of the rules?
I've read through a lot of the rules. Sorry, my camera keeps going. Yeah, I've read through a lot of the rules now, and like, I've seen it on so many videos now where it's leaked, stuff like that. I'd read most of it already. It's more now, it's actually the clarifying points. So looking at it and going, oh, okay, what's this? Because I watched a video earlier today where, because Overwatch is obviously still a strat, but I believe they've changed the wording, or they've changed the usage of it. So you can now use it in a movement, in the movement phase or in the charge phase. So if you're within 24 inches of someone and they move, you can use the Overwatch strat to shoot at them.
Yeah.
Same rules as before and stuff like that. But the wording is that you can use it, you can only use it once per phase. So in theory, you could use it twice in a turn, once in the movement phase, once in the charge phase.
Yeah.
But I watched a video today. They were doing a how to play, and they said, oh no, you can only use it once per turn. And I don't know if that was them getting it wrong or them not, you know, like not knowing the rule because it's changed. So there's bits and pieces like that. I haven't had a chance to review the rules yet to clarify it. I think it is any phase now. I think they have updated it, but stuff like that.
I've got it in front of me just because I can't remember anything. I've read through quite a lot of it. My memories are sieve, so I have it open. So Fire Overwatch, you can only use this once per turn.
Ah, per turn. There we go. So it's not phase, it is per turn.
Per turn.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. But if that was per phase, because this is going like the Arcs of Omen, so CP are going to be few and far between.
There's Well, not as much. Yeah, it's harder to hold on to it.
That's a lot. If you was going to do it twice in a turn, that's a lot of CP to burn through to try and get a few sixes in, isn't it?
How many is it? Is it one or two?
Still one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but even so, yeah, you're right. Yeah. There'd be better things to spend your CP on than trying to get Overwatch, unless you're doing it with flamers or anything that's got the torrent keyword at the moment. But yeah, other than that.
What are you smirking at?
I've obviously been having a bit of a read through the rules as well, but I think from looking back over all of the little army sample things that they've done over the past couple of weeks, I think from memory there's quite a few of them had sort of ways of getting CP from holding objectives, and you know, so whereas, yeah, we might start off with like similar high levels of CP that we used to have, and then change with the omens. I think it'll be somewhere in the middle, but I think there will be more chance to accrue them than we're maybe aware of.
Mm. Well, yeah. I mean, we've got the tally man. He never ever works for me.
I was going to say that's based on our experience. That's not a good way of accruing them.
I normally get like one per game, and it's the last round when he's the only man left standing.
Yeah,
I've been quite blessed. I had loads of data cards come out the last couple of days because they used the Death Guard in one of their live stream games.
They did. Death Guard. It was an interesting matchup, that one. The fact they went for Death Guard versus Demons. Mm. I was like, that was, I was surprised that was the matchup they went with. But yeah, I suppose it's fine. It shows both armies off, right?
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it, but I know we lost.
I think it looks like a lot of your stuff, like, is not too bad in terms of how it's changed from a data card point of view, but it looks fairly intact. The only thing is, because how many Blight Haulers have you got now?
I've got four now.
Because you're only going to be able to take three, because they're not battle line, are they?
I can have a look, but I don't think they will be.
I think battle line is like troops, effectively, isn't it? So.
I don't think they will be. I've got it here, printed off somewhere. Some because it's all screenshotted from other people's screenshots,
Of
so
course, yeah.
it's so blurry. Well, that's not even the right bloody thing.
But what was it you said about the fallback and charge with the bloke
Oh
drones as
yes,
well?
bloat drone can now shoot and charge in a turn where it falls back, so you can do that before.
That
So
was
you can
interesting. Be horrible with the what's it called? The mower.
oh yeah, and that's lost a couple of attacks. But the Blight Hauler is not battle line, so there's that. Yeah, the bloat drone's done all right.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, it's only gained that. I mean, it's lost two attacks off the mower. It just gets 10, which is good because, like we're saying, with the things as they are now, it says flesh mower gets four attacks. But when you use this weapon, you triple the attacks, basically. So it's
Yeah.
like, oh, might as well just have it down. Got an extra wound. Still works in Vun. But yeah, it can still charge and shoot when it falls back. So get two goes with the mower, maybe.
Yes, well, it makes a difference to the because the fight first mechanic, which
Yeah.
seems much clearer. So that's good from that point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of fun for the Death Guard at the moment.
More looks all right. Which is one I was worried about. I haven't seen any Poxwalkers yet, so I don't know what they're going to be like. So someone say they might get infiltrate keyword and pop up at the front of the.
That the one where you're allowed to sneak up?
Yeah, or you can just start like you do a
I mean,
normal turn or something.
Poxwalkers have never struck me as a stealth unit, but you.
No, I don't. But someone said, oh, it's like how a plague spreads when they just start popping up in the woodwork. But then you're losing your meat shield then if you send them up on their own.
This is true. This is very true. But I mean, you don't need a meat shield anymore because all of your characters will be in units now, won't they?
Yeah, they will.
Apart from your lone operatives.
Yeah, I don't know how many of those I particularly have.
You'll have multi,
Yeah.
but like some people you can run, you don't have to attach them to a unit, I don't think,
No.
depending on who they are.
Yeah. But I mean, what well, not really going to not do it, are you? If you've got the ability to shield somebody, I'm not going to.
It'd only be if it was a point. If you're building your list from a points point of view, and you're like, you either can't afford the right unit to put them in, or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But again, we need to see more of the data sheets and the points to start building lists. So we'll see how that goes. Is everyone getting up early on Saturday?
Well, I'm going to be in a field about 3 hours away, so it
I hope
depends
you.
if I'm not hungover.
That might be a challenge.
Yeah, well, I've been told no, I'm not allowed to get it. But I might be drunk still, so I might accidentally get ordered if I get on there
Yeah.
and get some signal.
I'll definitely be up.
Yeah.
Have you not put an order in down in Chatham or anything like that?
Not yet. I haven't had a chance to actually get down and speak to him, but I reckon I'll just wing it.
Yeah.
And if I don't get one on pre-order, I'm sure I can have a word and maybe
Find
like
one.
keep one on their desk for me somewhere. But yeah, I'm tri like they did say they would make an obscene amount of them, so
Yeah. Yeah.
hopefully is the case. There will actually be a stupid amount of them.
Fingers crossed. As I said, for me, it's the book and the cards. I'm after, because although I know they said like all of the data sheets and stuff like that is going to be available to download day one. And the app's going to be ready.
Is it?
I'm not sure. I have too much faith in the app side of things.
Yeah, they've not got a good track record with apps.
No, no. So that will be the one to see whether how that one pans out.
Do you know what? Because they said if you pre-order it, they all come with little extras as well, depending how you get it.
Depends where you get it from. Yeah.
Yeah. I quite like the look of the tin with the markers in it.
Isn't that the one that you get if you order it from your local independent?
I think that's if you get it from the Warhammer store, and then independent ones you get some little markers so you can do your battle zone, deployment zone.
Okay.
Or you can get a nice dice tray with a Terminator's eye in it.
I'm okay for dice trays.
My green dice tray, okay? But no, I like that you get the tin with like wound markers, battle shock markers, and objective markers. That looks quite good.
What's the one you get for? What do you get for pre-ordering online?
You either get that tin with the markers in it, or you'll get the two cardboard battle mats. I think it's cardboard.
Oh yeah, no, it will be. It will be like their other battle mats that they have. Like, I've got the fold-out ones.
Yeah,
it's they definitely do the job.
Yeah, I that's one thing. If I was going to order it, I'd get that because it's annoying playing on the paper ones that move every time you touch them, slide around.
Yeah, but as I said, they do the job to a degree, but yeah, bit thicker. No harm with that. Any other interesting bits from any of the factions since we last spoke? Jump out, anyone?
You've had your individual Space Marine units thrown out in one blob, didn't you?
Yeah, that was an interesting approach to launching that, I felt.
Yeah, I don't know why they couldn't stretch it out over a couple of posts rather than just give you one bit. Unless, like you said before, they might have mismanaged their time or...
Yeah, I don't know. I thought... I remember initially, we talked about it when it first came, but initially with the Divergent Space Marine chapters, when I first read it and saw it, I was a bit underwhelmed, a bit disappointed. But I think that's what's happening with a lot of people are feeling like that initially. I think you've got to wait for the data sheet or the data cards, I think is going to be more important because it will be seeing like how some of the more flavor orientated units that each Divergent sort of chapter has is going to be what's interesting to see, and like what happens with Thunder Wolves and Wolven and like, you know, over to the Sanguinary Guard and things like that. Like, we haven't seen any of that yet, so it'll be just interesting to see what they look like and not get too bogged down with the the chapter detachment rules or whatever they're calling it at the moment. As I said, I've watched a couple of the unembargoed battle reports that came out today from the various YouTubers, and I think it was there was one Vanguard Tactics versus Mini Wargaming, which was actually pretty good, in that it wasn't just a how to play, it was like a full battle report, which was pretty good. And actually it looked really good. The way it played was absolutely fine, so I'm less worried now about that. It will just be seeing more of the data sheets for each unit, and that goes the same for Thousand Suns and Necrons as well. Like, we haven't really seen much beyond what they've, you know, like the early previews for various like smaller data sheets. As I said, it's really at the moment it's the Death Guard, the Demons, the Imperial Guard, and the Eldari.
Yeah,
that we've seen the most of, and it'll be interesting to see a bit more of the others.
See, I didn't get the whole uproar of everyone complaining that they had combined all the different chapters into one.
Yeah,
because in all fairness, the vast majority of the stuff that is in those codexes is Space Marines.
Yeah.
You know,
it is 9th edition. It's definitely that's the direction of travel.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, you got like a unit and a little bit about what your army is. Well, the majority of stuff is just going to be, yeah, they've got their intercessors and they've got that and they've got, you know, it's all the same. If they stress it out for another week, yeah, all right, they could have, you know, started it a week earlier and give us a little bit more in depth, but that was fine. But yeah, I just want to see now everything.
Yeah.
And how all the little things interact with each other. Because that's what makes the game. It's the stacking of things and the strategy rather than just the actual, just the flat abilities of a specific unit. So, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because
That's the thing. If you go on whether a Facebook group your faction's on, there's a lot of doom and gloom, especially like Death Guard, because we've had so much out. The amount of people, a lot of it must be a joke or they're just trying to get to it, but those people are going, well, I'm shelving my army, I'll be back in 12th, and just to be safe, I'm not even going to worry about 11th, and all this sort of thing. And it's like,
I have heard that online, that the Death Guard players are being very doom and gloom at the moment.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, the amount of people on there, obviously a lot of people are saying, well, you haven't even got all the rules yet. Like, yeah, all right, we've got quite a lot, but you don't know what's missing. Like, it could be some sort of other army-wide feel no pain that comes out or something similar for Death Guard.
But I think to Glenn's point, it's how it interacts together, right? Like, you can't like worry about whether you've got like a army-wide rule that like you've lost your reduces damage by one business. Yeah. That's obviously, you know, everyone's wincing, but actually it won't matter if the army performs like as you want it to perform, how it interacts. Like, I think it'll be fine, but yeah. I can get why it's something that's really big to like Death Guard players. You know, it's tough to be like, oh, how are we going to get by without that? But I think once you've played a few games, you'll get a better idea.
Well, that's it, yeah. And you've got to look at what you have and what you can use. And like the Lord of Virulence, when he came out, they said, oh, he's going to be your unit to go along with your Blight haulers and stuff like that, and demon engines, and he's going to help him out. And he never really did that. But now he's got a tactic where if he's got a line of sight on a unit that the plague burst caller doesn't, then if you fire the mortar, you won't lose the benefit of cover against it. So you won't have to subtract one to hit. So they've thought about him now and given him that bit. So if you deep strike him in behind enemy lines, you can get the mortar off onto some cover. So that's an improvement for him because that's what that character was designed for. And they've
That's a pretty good rule.
Yeah. You pop him in with some Terminators, and if he gets in, and he can also help out your plague engines as well. So that's a good thing. You just got to work it out. Like you say, work out the new rules, a few games. I mean, how long we've been playing? You forget what things do anyway, don't you? And you move, like Morty, we played the other day. And it wasn't until Morty had like 3 wounds left. I was like, for fuck's sake, I haven't used his invulnerable save or his feel no pain at all.
Feel no pain. Yeah, you didn't. Yeah. Could have been rolling for all of those wounds. Oh, well.
So it's just one of the things, and it's just working it out. But, and then the other thing is, the plague surgeon is an apothecary now. He actually has been back to medical school.
I can't believe they didn't even like they never FAQ'd it or put it in a balanced data slate at some point. They never did. I never understood that, why the plague surgeon could never pick people up.
No, it's honestly out of all of them as well. Like, they don't even need to be intact. They just, as long as they've got a leg, they could get back up. Like, you're all diseased husks of dead decaying meat. Just get up.
Yeah.
But, he's figured it out now.
Why? What did he do before?
He just gave a shrug, didn't he?
He gave a shrug to anything within a couple of inches, and once per movement phase, you could bring back D3 wounds on a model. but you couldn't revive anything from the dead. But now he can. But he can only lead plague marines. So he can bring a plague marine back every turn, which is good. And then if you're within 3 inches, you'll get something. So you don't have to be. I can't remember what it is.
Maybe the old. I looked when I saw the plague marine data sheet. I thought that looked all right.
Yeah, I like it.
I was like, hang on, they look like they've made a few little tweaks to make them a bit more like competitive with an intercessor, for example.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see, because their toughness is there, still 5. Basically, it's the same. But yeah, the weaponry is all good. If they're on an objective marker, then they can benefit the battle shock test, so that's something. They've not just been left. But that's the thing, though, that plague marines have never really stuck around too long when I've played with them, because they need, even with the discussing resilient, they're quite easy to get rid of. But then so are intercessors.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. They are just troops at the end of the day, like battle line, as they will become known. But yeah, like I looked. Yeah, I thought the data sheet for the Plague Marines looked all right. I thought, okay,
that's it. Got the new weapons, some lethal hits on there, and the infantry. You know, like everyone's going to get. They're not just going, oh well, no, you just got bolters and get on with it, sort of thing. Like, they'll be all right. They're good when they get into combat as well. And I think mixing all the weapons together, like just having heavy plague weapons and bubotic weapons, is much better than having 7 profiles that you have to work your way through. And the AP, like they're, apart from their knives, but the two other weapon profiles, they're both AP2. So you're not going to get that with a lot of intercessors. I mean,
that seems to be the top whack these for sort of 10th, other than, you know, like your specific anti-tank, like las cannons and stuff like that. That seems to be the where they're going in terms of what you should expect from AP.
Yeah, because even like Pyro Fists and stuff like that are only about AP2, aren't they?
Yeah, it's they've definitely dialed down the AP. But then, as I said, that's also going to be good for things like your Plague Marines as well, because they're just going to stick around a bit longer. Like getting a save versus not getting a save is going to be, you know, even that is much better for things like troops. As I said, I think they want more units to survive, so that then the battle shock side of it has become, or is going to become, that much more of an important part of the game.
Yeah.
Looking at the battle reports that are out already, looks fairly good. I quite like the battle shock side of it over the morale system we've got in 9th as it stands now. And what's the other one that's quite good? When vehicles explode as well. Like the unit that's in it suffers mortal wounds rather than models being destroyed. I think that's quite good. That makes more sense. So I think it'll be interesting.
Have you had a look at the gambits yet?
Yeah, I saw the ones that were leaked. They were the ones that you shared, but they were only the defenders ones, weren't they?
Yeah.
And like how I know how it works is like you can only draw 2 of them, so I don't know which ones you're going to get anyway. But the gambit side of it, I will see. I can't see it coming up too often, to be honest.
Point.
Yeah.
You know.
But it would be one of those that I can imagine if you lost to someone. Like, let's say you do that one where you've got to get units to the corner. Like non-battle-shocked units to the corner of the battle grid, and then you roll 2d6, and on like a 10+, you get 30 points. If you like lost a game on that, just that roll of a dice, you'd be like, "Fuck this game." So I like the idea of it, as in to keep both players interested for more of the game. But I don't know. I feel like people losing on a gambit might feel differently. what was the other thing? Obviously, if you get tabled, it's an auto loss.
Okay, so you don't gets win on points anymore.
No, no, no. If you get tabled, that's it. You're done.
Yeah, I like that.
Which
that
you know makes more sense. Again, yeah, it does make sense.
But then, as we've been talking, we think everything's going to be sticking around for a bit longer. So how often are you going to see tabling?
True. This is true. Suppose it all depends, I guess. But yeah, you're probably not as often. Unless, I suppose there's more incentive as well to try and survive if you're the one that's potentially looking on the end of that tabling.
Yeah. Well, that's when the gambit's going to come out, I suppose.
Yeah.
Points up and a couple of units left, evacuate to the corners and go for it.
You're telegraphing it as well. Like, it's like, oh, you're making some really weird moves here in turn four. What's going on?
Just stand in the middle of the board. I'm sure that's where the bombs drop. It's safe.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that will be. I like these new core strats as well. What I was looking at. The what's it, Tank Shock 1? I like the look of that.
I don't know what that one is.
About it. Where is it? Tank Shock, yeah. So if you charge a vehicle in, basically you just get a load of extra attacks for charging in. So you take that flesh mower in, and you'll get D6, roll a number of D6 equal to the weapon strength for that characteristic. And then if it's greater, if you go in with something stronger than the enemy, you get an extra two dice. So you could do a ton of mortal wounds, like up to six mortal wounds before you even start combat.
Yeah, I remember someone saying about this, that actually it's going to end up being more effective for, like, your dreadnought-type vehicles, like, and your mows, rather than, even though it's called Tank Shock, it will be good for tanks, but actually it's going to be more effective for your non-tank vehicles, but that's fine.
Which is right, because if you charge a dreadnought into a squad of blokes, like, some are going to die of fright anyway, let alone getting pummeled to death.
Or just stepped on the way in, because it's going to... few ton.
Yeah.
Oh, stepped on. Just a glancing blow is going to kill a guardsman, surely.
Yeah, I just think that, and the other thing as well, like grenades are, that's a strat now rather than just...
I like that. I really like that.
Yeah.
Because I say I really like it. I never remember to use grenades anyway.
No.
The chances of me remembering to use it as a strat is out the window anyway. So I like it. Still never going to use it.
Well, hopefully it won't be too bad with there not being 200 strats to remember. That's the other thing. We don't know how many per army we're going to get, because what's there, 14 core? Well, less than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 11 core strats.
Yeah.
So.
Did they not say it was somewhere about 6? Or am I just getting that?
6 per army.
Yeah.
Yeah, even that, that's fine, because I've had a look through like the data cards that come out, and a lot of the stuff not attached to. They've sort of mixed the strats you could use into maybe some psychic abilities or like just other bits and pieces altogether. And they've changed names of loads of stuff as well, which is not helpful, because like Ferric Miasma is not, like, I can't remember what it is in 9th now, because I've read the new rules, but they're completely different. Same name, different rules. So that's going to be fun to remember. And it'll be the same for all your armies. Things that would name something will be, do something completely random now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, because I've seen that they're moving a lot of stuff into strat. So like with the Space Wolves, we've obviously at the moment, they've lost the plus one attacks when charging, which used to be one of the chapter things. And obviously, I think the Blood Angels have still got it, because Blood Angels had it as well. But the Space Wolves have lost that in this edition. But I reckon there'll be something like a strat that you'll be able to do that will give it back for a turn, because that I've seen that across a lot of other armies or factions at the moment, is that they're sort of taking away some of their army rules that were in 9th and just making them strats.
Yeah.
So they don't last as long. A bit like your disgustingly resilient.
Yeah. Which is another one of those have they written the card wrong already? Because it says,
I reckon you might be right.
Yeah,
I reckon it might be like that. The idea of it is it's that powerful.
Yeah, because it's 2 CP.
Yeah, so, and it's only going to affect one unit, right?
Yeah, you can only do it once per turn for one unit. But usually, when I get load of Terminators with a Demon Prince in or a Lord of Virulence.
But that's when you'd use it, right? There's suddenly, yeah. Like, you know, the your enemy elites have come charging in, ready to actually destroy that unit entirely.
Yeah.
And then you play that, and it's like, ah, bollocks.
Yeah. That'd be so good against the Templar Crusaders host. I'm sure their damage will be ones and twos. Yeah. So, yeah.
If it's just chain swords.
Yeah. That's good. Stay positive.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
I did notice that your what's it called? Death Guard heroes have already sold out.
I know, ridiculous. And then people are already selling that plate caster for like over 100, 200 quid. It's just annoying. It'll come back around eventually.
Well, now that they're making it and distributing it, it will do.
Yeah.
And it will knock the price down on the secondary market as well. But that's still ridiculous for a model.
Yeah, it's horrible. But this is part of this game, though, isn't it? People just try and make... Like, I tell you what, for example, so I was looking at selling a couple of bits and pieces. I'm not going to paint that. Probably not going to paint my sisters or the Admech or the Chaos bonus thing. But then, obviously, we got that with the app, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. So I was like,
maybe I'll sell it for a tenner. I went on eBay. Some people are fairly reasonable. They're selling it for, like, normal model prices. But someone's selling it for 60 quid.
Well, you know, they can put it up for 60 quid. It doesn't mean it's going to sell.
But it's just like, what's the point? It's silly, isn't it? Because... when you look on there, there's about 20 on there, so it sort of put me off listing it because there's so many on there and they're clearly not selling, but
yeah,
maybe somebody will want it. But it's just like, why price is so high? But
I don't know. I swear I put loads of the Imperium stuff because I was like, I'm not going to paint that. I'm just going to get it sent out straight away on eBay. Some stuff went for like what you'd expect. Other stuff, I was like, oh, I got like double... more than double what you'd expect to get for it, just because loads of people started bidding on it. I put it on for like a quid, and then as long as they pay the postage, because I'm just getting rid of it. But it all went. So it's a surprise.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that because that's the thing. If I'm shelving Death Guard until 12th edition, I have to invest in another army.
Well, you've got your Ultramarines, right?
I have, and when I get back from this festival, I'm going to start painting again because all my spare time has been in sewing my battle jacket ready to go.
What, dare I ask what new patches you've got for this year's edition?
Yeah, I've got a few. I'll show you. Well, not too many. They're just the ones I bought.
Sewing, and then I realised, yes, he did, yes.
Yeah, I did. Where is it?
Good man.
So some of them are the same. I'll put it up. Yeah. And then a few new ones on the back. But I didn't just do mine. I had to do a complete new one for my brother. So.
Oh, right. So you've been doing more than mine.
Yeah. I did his one. Not the big Aussie one. Someone else did that for me, but all of that. So yeah, I haven't had any time for painting because I've been sewing like a lunatic, but that's done now. So I get this weekend out of the way and I'll actually go back to the Ultramarines because I'm halfway through my bikers that I was enjoying doing. But I have been reading as well. I've read quite a lot back into the Horus Heresy. So I just finished Outcast Dead. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
Really like that one.
That's the one with the Outcast Dead. Is that the one with the Thunder Warrior in it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, on Terror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Psyker Astropath. Like, he's got proper PTSD and from the death of the Argo, one of the Ultramarine ships, and gets sent back to Terror for retraining. and then Magnus happens, and he gets entrusted with a secret that he has to deliver, and tortured by the custodes.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was, when I was looking at it, like building up towards it, I judged it by its cover. Like, I looked at it, I went, I'm not looking forward to reading that. It's not going to be very good. It's not focused on any space marines. It's just going to be some random drivel. But honestly, I was one of the best books I've read. It was really good. And then you got like the ragtag of Astartes mob that basically break out of prison with it. Really good book. Some good characters in it.
I'm trying to think. Is that the cycle that's called? Is it Kaizu Lane? Is
That's
that?
the one. Yep, that's the name. Yeah. And yeah, it's really good. And obviously he sees a big terrible secret and has to give it to somebody that we all know. I think it's pretty well telegraphed from the beginning who he's got to go and find. But they wait till like the last chapter to say the person's name. It's like, okay, I think we all guessed that. But it was good. Oh, it was really good. And the
Yeah,
fucking thing was cool.
I'm on the penultimate chapter of Scars, the a Legion Divided, to the White Scars book,
Okay.
which again is also really good. It's interesting because it's actually, although it is about the White Scars and Jagatai, it's also there's a lot of stuff in there with the Thousand Suns and the aft, like, because they go to, spoiler alert, they go to Prospero. So you get a lot of stuff there with the Space Wolves and the Thousand Suns as well. So it's quite interesting how it all plays together and understanding where the White Scars are going to fall in the Heresy. But yeah, that's where I'm up to at the moment. So I think I'm either just at halfway or just over halfway now.
And then this was it Siege of Terror after that?
Yeah, so it's only 9 years after it was published, and I'm halfway
Oh, right. You're 10 books ahead of me, so
through.
I'm catching up. Yeah, but yeah, I thought that was a good one. I don't know if I'll start reading Deliverance Lost just yet, because I do need to do some painting. Otherwise, I'm never going to be allowed to buy anything else ever again.
That's why I go for the audiobooks these days, because I can just listen to it while I paint.
Yeah. I wish I had the attention span for an audiobook. What I can't, I just tune out.
Well, yeah, you gotta be careful of that, because you can do that, yeah.
I put on All Spectactics video where he was talking the hour long one where he's talking through the rules. And I think I heard like the first 5 minutes, and then I must have just walked away from my phone, and come back, and it was like 40 minutes in. So, oh, whoops.
Every one of those I've not bothered, because I'm like, you've either you can't have that one on in the background, otherwise you miss all the stuff. So I'm like, no, I'm not gonna. I'm going to do those ones when I've got time. I did listen to one he did today with a guest where they were ranking each
Oh, cracking.
faction. Yeah, that's it,
Yeah.
Bricky. Where they were ranking each faction in terms of lore fluffiness and what how effective they think it will be. Again, everything was pretty middling. Like, it was about there or thereabouts. Although things, I think some army rules are looking pretty good, like the custodes, things like that, pretty strong. I think the Eldari are looking strong as well with their thing as it stands at the moment. But we're not, no one's going to really know until it plays. Which hopefully, well, what we're doing, it's 2 weeks of pre-orders from Saturday, so delivered 24th, 25th. So, I don't know. First games maybe at the end of the month, depending on
Hopefully.
what people are doing.
Yeah. If we can get, well, if the app's working and then they do the data cards as downloads like they've done with the rules, and shouldn't be too bad.
And you know, worst case scenario, you go old school, pen and paper, your army list. Like, that's as long as you've got the points, you can do that. I've still got a Space Wolves list from second edition. On an A4 I had written in my like 12-year-old handwriting, where basically it was just all of the characters and then a squad of Blood Claws with everything. Yeah, good times.
was illegal at the time.
Yeah, because you could put anything you liked. Like you could just stack them up. Like so, they all had two swords and pistols and grenades, but you had to pay for it all as well. So it was like the most. But it was also because I didn't have, like, I couldn't afford many more models. So it was like the most expensive squad of Blood Claws you could get because I had to use the points up somewhere. But it was all right.
Ah, the good old days.
Yeah,
I had a very, very similar Dark Angels army. I think I had Ezekiel, Asmodai, Azrael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good old days of Hero Hammer. But yeah, well, we'll see. As I said, it's some armies. It looks like it will be, or there's going to be a lot of focus on that anyway. So, like, Space Wolves and Necrons seem to be going that way, and that you've got the interplay with the characters is going to be really important to how the actual army functions. So I'll be having to make sure I've got plenty of characters good to go.
Well, that's quite fitting for both those armies.
Oh, well, absolutely. No, it's very narrative. So I'm not against it. I quite like it.
For very different reasons, though, as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Necrons not known for their... they're drinking and feasting.
Or even autonomy.
Yes.
Yeah, but like an epic character of legend. Yeah, that's a very Space Wolfy thing. So yeah.
Yeah, should. Yeah, as I said, that side of it, I'm looking forward to. As you said earlier, like, I just want to see the stuff now. I want to see the data sheets. I want to see the points. I want to build a couple of lists, see what it looks like, see how it feels, and then get going.
See, for me, it's the points, because I want to know what I can take.
Yeah.
Because they always, whenever a new codex comes out or things like that, and they tweak points, and, you know, even if you want to just run the same list, like, oh, can I still, oh, I have to change that weapon, I have to take that guy out, move that, you know, so, yeah, it is frustrating, because, yeah, just want it now.
Yeah.
I know. Now we know it's here. It's like, no, just isn't scratching the itch.
Yeah, the thing is, it's everyone knows it as well. Like, there are, but that, you know, these points are written down and published somewhere. It's like, just give me the points.
Someone knows it. It's going to get leaked, surely. Somebody's got it somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. You do wonder with some of these things whether there's, like, as I said, I suspect there's certain things that they're okay with leaks. Like, you know, the core rules and stuff like that, because they're going to be giving it away for free.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of feel like that they've, to a degree, a certain amount that they allow to leak, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But yeah.
It is surprising that we've not seen 1 point total, one cost at all.
Yeah, because I thought they'd be on the data sheets.
Well, they blatantly will be on the data sheets.
Yeah.
I would really imagine that, but they've obviously just sort of photoshopped off a little bit up in the corner, just like that. Mm. Or perhaps it'll be like the points cost of codexes. It's just a list at the back of the codex.
Yeah, I mean, well, that could be the indexes, right?
Yeah.
I saw somebody who watched the Death Guard bat rep the other day. They must have said at the beginning it's a 2,000-point game, but they were like, oh, trying to work it out based on what was on the table. And then they come back and said, oh, there's 2,035 points on that table. I was like, how do you know that? Like, on what basis have you got them other 35 points to compare it to say that like a 2,000-point list now on that game is 2,035 points? So I don't know how people are like trying to pick it apart and work it out.
I mean, they could look at the, you know, what's on the tabletop and then give it what it would cost in ninth, right?
Maybe, yeah.
And be like, right, that's what it costs in ninth. So that's our comparison. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Like, because as I said, after they did the last update where all of the Marines got cheaper because you were allowed free battle gear and stuff like that, it was like, I was like, shit, I'm going to have to start painting again. Because I'd had like just over 2,000 points for all of night until that update, and then it was like, oh bloody hell, like I could take loads more. Whereas everything else stayed pretty similar, and the Thousand Suns, they got, you know, they got forgotten with the last point piece, really. So it'll be interesting to see what they come out like, because they've said the GW designers have said that they want to use points more as the balancing factor rather than like, you know, additional rules and bits and pieces that come out with the data slate. So that, you know, like Armor of Condemned and stuff like that, when that was coming, because it was like, oh, we'll try and balance it. They want to try and do it more with the points. So it'll be interesting to see how that'll play out.
That's a better idea. That's as well.
That then, like a whole new additional rule just dropped in. Yeah, just tweak a points total here and there. You know, especially if it's all digital. Easy.
Yeah. Oh, well, as they've said, the app is always going to be correct, apparently. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know whether I'm still going to be able to take a wolf guard in my blood claws. That's what I want to know. Like, I'd imagine so, because actually, it's more like what we're going to be doing with putting characters leading a unit anyway. But we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, but will he be an option you buy for the unit, or will he be
a character? Yeah,
whatever it is, with a leader thing. So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I have to see how that works out. I do feel like it's they might have already confirmed it, but I think old Lucas is Lucas the Trickster is going to Legends.
Yeah.
So because he could lead a Blood Claw unit, although it wouldn't do the job that you'd want it to do, because he does the opposite of what Wolfguard does. they just go and do whatever they want. Yeah, not to worry. It'll be fine.
Yeah, the unit that they had in the Space Marines, like little sampler thing, that's completely new for Space Wars, isn't it?
Oh no, the Hounds of Morkai were a unit in Ninth. So they're Reavers. They're the Space Wolf flavor of Reavers. Where their biggest thing, so they're better, they are actually better than standard Reavers, but they were anti-psycho units.
Yeah.
And actually, there was a bit of a joke. Like, of all of the data sheets they could have shown off, they picked the one that no Space Wolf player ever picks.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was a new unit.
They did it for, they were, when they originally launched the Space Wolf kill team. They use the Hounds of Morkai as well. So they're just Reavers, but they've got extra anti-psycho bits and pieces. Again, it looks like they've improved the unit themselves, because obviously I think they want people to take them, as they do with these things. But again, they're still only really going to be effective if you've got like psychers, if you're going up against psychers. As with like your vanilla space marines. If you're not taking Reavers, you know, it's the same with the Space Wolves. You're not going to take the Hounds of Morkai. But as I said, I actually quite like the unit for the fluff. They're just not very good because they're just Reavers.
Mm.
But, you know, we'll see. It might be that they get more of a play out because, again, with the Space Marines, like with the, at the moment, the only one we've obviously got is the, what is it? Is it Gladius? Is it the Gladius Task Force? You get the oath at the moment. That's the one that's being dished out at the moment. And then they're saying that, you know, you'll get other detachments. So you'll probably get like a biker one or a fast, that probably won't be bike, but fast attack. So that will be your White Scars type detachment. But you could play it as any other Space Marine chapter, which is what I think they're going for. But there'll probably be a like an infiltrator based one where it's all of your Phobos Marines, including like your, what's it called? Your infiltrators, the snipers, the Reavers, your librarians in Phobos armor. And I reckon that's what they'll try and do, but we'll see as it comes out. Because I think they actually gave that example for the Eldar, and they said, like, whereas like in ninth and other editions, to run jet bikes, you had to be, was it Sam Hine?
Yeah,
Sam Hine. But now they're being like, right, well, what will actually happen is you'll have a jet bike detachment rule, because actually all of the craft worlds had jet bikes. It was just the most famous was Sam Hine. So they're like, right, now you can do it whatever color you paint your space elves, which makes sense.
Yeah, it gives people that freedom, you know. It's much, much better that way. Because as someone who never paints things, like they are in the box.
Yeah.
Well, never paints things. I had to get that in. But it never sat well with me. It was like, oh, you can't use that because it's not the right color, or just doesn't look right, or it doesn't fit. No, it's my army. It's my plan of soldiers. I want to do what I want. As long as it's within the rules, as in, doesn't break any of the rules just because it's painted a bit different. Nah, that's cool. So I just want to see all my green knights and my blue demons and everything weird that I'm going to put on the table eventually get done.
Yeah. I was just going to say there was one I was thinking of for your army that they made a particular example of. Oh, Tyranid. That's what I was going to say. Because, like, obviously, Tyranid, you've got how many different swarms? These that you got crack. Was it Kraken?
It was about 7 or 8, I think.
Whereas I think that's exactly it. It will be like, well, actually, don't worry about that anymore. It's just you have a different detachment for how they might play. So you've got your big monster type detachment where all you'd a bit like what was the like Armies of Renown when they used to do those, where you used to have particular lists that you could do where it was like a particularly narrative type list and you get bonuses for that. I think it'd be more like that, which again I actually quite like. I think it's more
I love a fluff type army.
Yeah.
Or like an all dreadnought walker army.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was a big, I think it was at the start of 9th, but it might have been the end of 8th. There was a big thing where, like, all of the competitive scene was like 4 or 5 dreadnoughts of different types, and that was it. So, we'll see. But yeah, I think it'll be good overall. I just want to get hold of it now.
Well, we will. John won't.
Well, strange things have happened.
I don't know what the signal's going to be like from. Is it Donington?
Yeah, Donington Castle. So, yeah, it's not too bad. Normally, it depends. I'll have to go right up the top of the hill. It'll be in the morning anyway, so should be all right. It should be all right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We're only going to be up the road from Warhammer World anyway.
Yeah, well, I remember last
maybe
year.
Drop in.
You kept saying that last year, and then at the end of it, they're like, no, we didn't bother. We were too hungover.
We were in a bit of a state by the end of it, but maybe we'll go this year. Maybe. There's a better reason to go now. They might not let us in, though.
Yeah, I also wouldn't guarantee that they'd have any boxes left.
Hopefully it will calm down by Monday morning, but yeah, you're right. But if they're going to be anywhere, they're going to be there.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah, but you'd only be there to pre-order them.
Well, that's the point. That is the point. Then I have to drive back up there in bloody 2 weeks' time.
Well, you can get it shipped to your local store.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see.
You don't need to get in there. What you need to do is drive past the building. There's a nice big warehouse on the on the right hand side. That's what you want to get into.
Oh yeah, definitely. So are you putting your order in with me now then, are you?
Well, if you're into there, brilliant.
Cool. All right. Well, we might make some money off of this. and get Nick. We may not put this up.
Yeah, take it down.
Yeah.
When next Saturday morning, and there's a report of the warehouse being broken into by three unusual looking chaps in waistcoats.
It's all right.
Stumbling around.
We're really unlucky. Like, one of the four people that watch this is bloody going to report us in.
In all fairness, there's the main get round.
Yeah.
With sentient conveyor belt for the cardboard boxes. It's amazing.
Mm.
All right. Amazon pisses all over it now, I would imagine. But, you know, whenever I seen it 10 or 12 years ago, it was brutal. It was really cool. And you see, like, just pallets of stuff stacked to the roof of like a warehouse. It's like, oh.
Ah, that explains a lot. That's why your house is replicating that now.
Yes. Yeah, I did want to go and work in the warehouse at one point. But
yeah.
So I'm doing my best to pipe up high so it reminds me of those good days.
Are you building yourself a little Lego conveyor belt? You can move stuff around.
Lego? No.
Yeah.
Technic.
Oh, fair enough. The adult version.
Standard Lego is a bit too childish.
Yeah. That's why you're not getting anything painted, because it all just moves by too fast for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and the fact that my bed is too comfy to get off. Well, I'm realistic.
First attempt, I grabbed a ton of cash.
Ah.
That was my phone connecting, because I was like, right, I'm going to have a quick look here to see what the conveyor belt looks like. And one of my boys has been watching YouTube, so YouTube Reels popped up there. I apologise.
It's all right. Keeping on with the robbery theme.
Yes.
Ooh.
Is there any other business? We're just waiting for more rules now.
I think that's it. Waiting for pre-order.
Mm.
Join the queue.
More information.
Sorry?
Can't imagine they'll drop much more information. We've had all the rules. We've had, you know, stuff for every army. Don't think we'll see an awful lot more this week, to be honest.
Right.
Couple of battle reps, yeah.
I'd be interested to see when they actually drop the downloads for the data sheet, which they've said is going to be available as well.
Mm.
Like, whether they do that on pre-order day or whether they wait until the 24th.
Oh,
that would be horrible. Surely.
They might do.
Pre-order day. Oh, you'd like to think. Get people excited for it. Or not.
Yeah.
But then equally, if they drop all the points in data sheets, every bugger in the world that wants it has the core rules now. So if they drop the points and the data cards on pre-order day, everybody just be playing.
Yeah, everyone starts playing, because you could play the, what is it, Open War that's in the core book.
Yeah.
You can get straight on with that. You don't need the cards that come in the box, right?
No.
True.
So maybe they won't give us anything. Well, maybe they'll give us the data cards. So they'll hold on to the points until the 24th. You know, like, you can't build a list until then.
Fantasize.
It's going to be so frustrating.
Is the combat patrol boxes? Some of them, are they live? The new ones? They're not, are they?
Are they doing what, new round or?
Yeah, because the idea is that the combat patrol is like the simple version of the game, isn't it? Where you just buy the combat patrol box, and then you can play those models out of the box. You don't need to worry about building a list.
Yeah,
they're supposed to be sort of balanced with the other combat patrol.
Because that's what their bat rep was, wasn't it? It was.
That's what one of them is. Yeah, one of them has been. So that, like, because you could, if those are out, you can play that now with the core.
Mm.
But I don't think the newer versions are out yet.
No. They've only just done finished the last round of Combat Patrols, haven't they? So are they going to do new ones or?
Well, what it was, so prior to Combat Patrol, it was they were called the Get Started boxes.
Yeah.
So you'd get like your, you know, like 500 points of whatever army, or near enough 500 points, maybe a little bit under, maybe a little bit over, for you to paint up and get going. And then obviously for ninth, they called the boxes Combat Patrols.
Yeah.
Because 500 points was a Combat Patrol game. The 10th edition Combat Patrol is just a game variation that's designed for people to know complexity, pick up and go, like your board game club type game.
Yeah, they're slightly simplified rules.
Yeah.
Haven't they?
So you don't worry about points. You don't worry about like picking your enhancements and stuff like that. It's all red. Like you can change it, but you can play it straight out of the box.
I wasn't sure if any of the new ones had come out, because I thought like all the most recent stuff had been boarding action boxes.
Oh, that's it. Your boarding actions, they're the new ones, yeah.
Yeah. So then they're going to go back to, because they sort of cycled through all the boarding action ones. So then it'll be the Combat Patrol ones and then.
But it's very unlikely that you'll get new sculpts for most of it. It will be just
the existing stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe an extra character. Maybe, but it'll generally be.
There'll be, you know, there'll already be a list of factions that they're going to do like new molds for or new sculpts for this. Or like there'll be a roadmap of it anyway, right? Might be, I don't know, there was rumors that it could be the Grey Knights, like anyone that could be getting new sculpts. I'm sure there'll be another Space Marine Lieutenant knocking around. Like, can't not be one of those. But the Eldar might get some new sculpts, but they'll already be in their roadmap anyway.
Yeah.
They just released, what's his face, from Space Marine, didn't they?
Lieutenant, what's his name? Not Typhus. Who is it? Is it Typhus? It's not Typhus, is it?
Let's have a look. I'll have to Google it.
Because he was captain, then he got demoted.
Yeah.
Titus.
There you go. Yeah, they just released him as a figure, didn't they? So.
Yeah, but that is for a specific board game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They're releasing Space Marine, the board game of the computer game.
Okay.
Where you get like Lieutenant Titus.
Yeah.
And then a couple of bugs. And then I think you just roll dice, like rolling or moving them around the board.
Right.
It's like a real low effort piggyback onto the game.
Right. So it's not gonna be rules this legal then?
I think all he would be is like, if you wanted to use him in game, he'd just be a lieutenant.
Oh, okay.
Like that's all it is. Like, but if you want to buy Space Marine the board game based on the computer game, then you would get him in a couple of bucks.
It would call war game.
You don't, you know, because it could easily confuse people.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, there you go. I remember back in the day when Space Marine was the name for, or started as the name for Epic. Do you remember Epic? You wouldn't know this, John. Epic was like tiny little space. You had a little tray of like 10 little plastic blobs, and that was a unit of Space Marines. And you had loads of those, and you had like another little tray, and it had three slightly bigger blobs on it, and that was a squad of dreadnoughts. Nice. And basically, it was called Epic because you built up like massive armies.
Yeah.
And the centerpieces were the Titans or like the Orc Stompers and stuff like that, but they were at a smaller scale.
Yeah, my mate had one of the Warlord Titan, but it was only about
it
was about that big, but it was solid metal. You killed somebody with that thing.
Yeah, like I said, I never played it, but always used to read the battle reports in White Dwarf, and you've just been like looking at these tiny little marine sculpts sitting on these bases and being like, yeah, it's pretty cool. pretty cool because you get to play with all the big titans then, but obviously not supported anymore.
Not yet. Not at the
moment. No, could come back.
Well, they've got all the Titan models.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true.
Can't be that difficult to make, like, teeny tiny space marines.
No, I mean, dead easy, I would have thought, given the level of detail you need. But yeah, Google that Epic or Space Marine, the game, and then you'll see the level of epic scale that they used to try and flog.
Never really the amount of Marines that would be in a battle. Because, like, whenever there's, like, a full company of Marines, that is, you know, like, planet-conquering or almost system-conquering with, like, 100 Marines. And then you've got Epic with, like, trays and trays and trays of, like, Predators and Land Raiders. And you just think, it's a bit of a heavy deployment for Space Marines.
Yeah. So I guess it was just because I was trying to remember the story. I can't remember the story of it. But it did start with the Titans, didn't it? And it was like, right, we've got two Titans and we want them to fight each other. So one of them will be good and the other one will be chaos. And that's it. Like, and they just put spikes on one. And that's pretty much how it started.
Well, that's chaos, you know.
Yeah. There we go. Anyway, I think, so next week, we might have another break, right? Because you're in a field.
Me and Dave will be away, but yeah.
Oh, Tom might be available.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put it out in the group and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Something epic might be announced between now and now. Something big worth talking about.
Could you imagine?
It'll just be me and Dave. So what will it be? Sunday night. So we have Slipknot in the background. Me and Dave trying to like zoom in on it. Talk to you.
Just mumbling through what rum, like rum based drink.
Yeah.
At that point.
Oh, whatever we got left.
Yeah.
Might just be puddle water by then.
Yeah, on Sunday night. Yeah, not much.
We'll be right. We might make an appearance, but we won't. But yeah. Well, cool. Well, on that note, then let's drop Exterminatus and. Leave it.
Very good.
As always, we would like to thank you for listening to our Iron and Ceramite podcast. If you liked us, then you can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and any other good podcast services. Just remember, in the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war.